Toll, toll, toll twain, lir zotar zach, si tein u veracha, veracha betitach.
Shalom. This is Chazan Alberto Mizrahi of the Anshe Emet Synagogue, Chicago. I want to welcome you to the series of 8 programs entitled The Art of the Cantor. Cantor, Chazan in Hebrew, that's me, the one that chants liturgy for the Jewish faith. We focus on the myriad styles and personalities as well as the origins of this sacred art. Today's program is entitled Cantors After the Golden Age. The cantorial art, as we have known it throughout the 20th century, is an art form based on traditional Middle Eastern modes, plus folk melodies of the countries from where the cantor originated. The cantor's vocal usage can best be described as at times operatic and at times folk-like. Eastern European Jews loved the tenor voice, and in fact a bright sound with a bit of nasality was most appealing because it harkened back to the sounds of their Middle Eastern roots. The longer the Jewish sojourn in Europe, though, the more Western the sound became, and it culminated with the great artists of the so-called Golden Age of the cantor, the period in which recordings made their debut through the 1960s. Let's hear some of the cantors that bridge the Golden Age with the future, whatever that future may be. A man whose career spans the Golden Age through the modern era is my friend and colleague, cantor Moshe Stern. Born in Hungary in 1935, cantor Stern's family emigrated to Israel while he was still a child. Stern has had a stellar career, serving pulpits in Jerusalem, the Heichal Shlomo, seat of the chief rabbinate, South Africa, and then at the Beth El Synagogue of Borough Park, from which he retired back to Israel. Stern continued to chant High Holy Day services in Brazil for another 20 years as he lived in Israel, and continues to chant High Holy Days at the Loop Synagogue downtown Chicago. We hear his famous rendition of the prayer for dew, called Tal in Hebrew. This is chanted on the first day of Passover. We hear now the second half of this beautiful composition by Oscar Julius, Tal, as sung by cantor Moshe Stern.
Sabiyeinu v'racham
This setting of the prayer Tal was composed by Oscar Julius. It was sung by the wonderful cantor Moshe Stern and conducted by Hanan Winternitz, who was one of Israel's most prolific arrangers and accompanists. Our next artist, Moshe Taube, was born in Krakow, Poland, a longtime seat of great Jewish learning and Jewish life. Although the Nazis devastated the community, killing the vast majority of its Jews, they did not bomb the city, and its synagogues have been mostly restored to their old splendor, whereas there is only a tiny remnant of the community left to attend them. After surviving World War II, Taube went to Israel and fought in the war for independence. He then became the cantor of the Bograshov Street Synagogue in Tel Aviv in the early days of Israel's statehood. He emigrated to the United States in 1957, where he was immediately called to succeed Moshe Ganchov at the Shari Tzedek Synagogue, 93rd Street in New York City. From 1965 until his retirement a few years ago, he served Beth Shalom Synagogue in Pittsburgh. Taube also concertized extensively and has taught numerous disciples. We listen to cantor Taube's distinctive style in a piece written by Yosele Mandelbaum, a cantor who was his teacher back in Krakow. Zarochayo Vekayomo, one of the few prayers sung completely in the ancient Aramaic, the vernacular of the Jews in exile in Babylonia for over 1,000 years. This is a prayer for the congregation. May salvation come to this entire holy congregation. May the Master in heaven assist you in every season and time. Amen. Zarochayo.
Peace, high, high, the Yazgayo.
We just heard Zaro Chayo VeKayomo, sung by cantor Moshe Taube, accompanied by the great composer Abraham Elstein, in what turned out, regrettably, to be Elstein's last recording. Although truly an authentically Eastern European cantor and artist, Moshe Taube spent the majority of his career in the United States. Another wonderful cantor who followed the same path is the late Uri Frankel. Born in 1914 in Munkács, Hungary, he died in Los Angeles in 1995. He sang as a boy soloist and later held positions in Leeds and London. He came to the United States after World War II. Having served congregations in New York and then Pittsburgh, he settled in Los Angeles for the rest of his life as cantor of Judea Congregation and then the Maariv Temple of Encino, California. We listen now to an excerpt of this setting of a Hanukkah prayer, Al HaNisim, by Uri Frankel, in lovely Hasidic style. We thank you for the miraculous deliverance, for the heroism, and for the triumphs of our ancestors from ancient days until our own time. Uri Frankel.
Veiato, 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 berachamecha, harabim. Veiato, veiato, berachamecha, harabim. Matarim b'yisarusam b'yisarusam ravitu ezerivam dan tu adan tu ezerinam Sarasam dani tam ezdiyinam Baracham echavarabim Baracham echavarabim No come to as the kemosom Mosato gipoirim biyad biyad biyahu bat haloshim
Rabbim, the Rabbim, biyat miyati, mutmeyim, mutmeyim, biyat ahorim, horishayim. Biyat tzadikim. Biyat tzadikim.
Kantor Frankel recorded this Al-Hanisim in Pittsburgh in the mid-1950s. We continue our program with another cantor from the Los Angeles area, Alan Michelson. Michelson was born in Riga, Latvia, but spent most of his career at one of the largest synagogues on the West Coast, Adat Ariel Synagogue of North Hollywood, California. He was the leading force in cantorial education in the Los Angeles area, teaching dozens of men and women the sacred art of chazanut, the cantorial art. Cantor Michelson had a vibrant, beautiful tenor voice and never lost his Eastern European authentic style. We hear now the first half of the prayer, Anenu, Answer Us, O Lord, a composition by cantor Israel Alter from the repetition of the weekday silent devotion on fast days. Answer us, O Lord, answer us on our fast day, for grievous trouble has overtaken us. Praised are you, O Lord, who answers the afflicted.
Veyaldi zallam min echim.
We just heard the beautiful voice of cantor Alan Michelson in Anenu B'yom Te'amtzenu by Israel Alter. Let's hear now the preeminent cantor of South America in the 20th century, Pinchas Bornstein. Pinchas Bornstein was born at the turn of the century in Poland. He was the scion of a cantorial family whose five brothers were also cantors. Bornstein served the Paso Temple of Buenos Aires, Argentina, for over 25 years. He was tragically killed in the Perón riots of 1955. This next selection, Autorizatsto, is attributed to cantor Shlomo Pinkasovich. It is one of the best examples of Bornstein's clear and spiritual style. It is from the Slichot, the penitential service, chanted traditionally at midnight the Saturday night before Rosh Hashanah, our Jewish New Year. Pinchas Bornstein sings Autorizatsto. Autorizatsto, composed by Shlomo Pinkasovich and sung by Pinchas Bornstein. A cantor I was privileged to call a colleague and with whom I shared many a stage throughout the world was the clarion-voiced cantor David Bagley. Cantor Bagley was born in 1932 and died in Toronto, Canada in 2007. Cantor Bagley was from Lithuania. He was saved from the ravages of World War II by escaping with his family to Shanghai, China. While there, he studied in the reconstituted Mir Yeshiva, an intensive rabbinical seminary. Cantor Bagley was ordained as rabbi, but chose to serve as cantor throughout his distinguished career. In the 1950s, while serving Anshe Motala in Chicago, he studied with a great Joshua Lind, from whom his style derives. We hear a setting of the last verse of the Sabbath table song, Tzur Mishelo, by Mordechai Yardeni, Yibone HaMikdosh.
Yibone HaMikdosh, Yibone HaMikdosh, Yirzi Yote Mole, Yirzi Yote Mole, Yirzi Yote Mole. Veshomeno Shir, Veshomeno Shir, Shir Choro, Shir Choro, Shovir Zion et Eimalei Vesham no shir shir chanosh v'maman alel Vesham no shir shir chanosh v'maman alel Yir Zion et Eimalei Yeboh
Yibone Hamikdosh is taken from an LP dedicated to the music and memory of Cantor Mordechai Yardeni, as sung by Cantor David Bagley. This is The Art of the Cantor, and I am your host, Chazan Alberto Mizrahi. Your comments about this program are welcomed and appreciated. Please email them to cantor@wfmt.com. We're back with Cantors After the Golden Age, the final program of this series. We're going to hear now some of my contemporaries. First, one of the pioneer women in the cantorate, Faith Steinsnyder. Cantor Steinsnyder has served as coach and mentor at the School of Sacred Music for many, many years. She sings here Adonai Adonai, a setting by Max Helfman from his Torah service, The Holy Ark. Lord, O Lord, merciful and compassionate God, patient, abounding in kindness and faithfulness, forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin, and granting pardon. Cantor Faith Steinsnyder. That was one of the most famous and beautiful settings of Adonai Adonai, the one by Max Helfman. Cantor Steinsnyder was accompanied by the Western Wind Vocal Ensemble, conducted by Matthew Lazar. We will now hear from one of my oldest friends, Cantor Jacob Ben-Sion Mendelssohn of Temple Israel Center in White Plains, New York. He was born in Brooklyn in the late 1940s, and we have shared teachers, pulpits, and career paths to this day. Besides having a splendid cantorial and concert career, he has taught generations of cantors the authentic art of chazanut. He sings here the famous composition by Meyer Machtenberg, Uv Yom HaShabbos, from the Musaf service of the Sabbath. It is sung masterfully by Cantor Mendelssohn and the Western Wind Ensemble, conducted by Matthew Lazar on the CD Taste of Eternity, Uv Yom HaShabbos. Was Cantor Jacob Mendelssohn with the Western Wind Ensemble in Uv Yom HaShabbos. My dear friend and colleague, Cantor Ben-Sion Miller, was born in 1948 in Auschwitz, Poland, to survivors of the Holocaust. His late father, cantor Aaron Miller, became the chief cantor of the Bobover Hasidic dynasty following the war. Ben-Zion, a child prodigy, now follows in his footsteps. Miller has served the Beth El congregation in Borough Park for more than 30 years, a synagogue that has had the leading cantors of the age, including Mordechai Hirschman, Beryl Lechagi, Moshe Kozovitsky, and Moshe Stern. Cantor Miller is still very active in concerts and as guest cantor throughout the United States and especially in Israel. We hear him singing V'chach Hoyo Omer by Eli Jaffe of Jerusalem. It's part of the Avodah service of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. This is Ben-Zion Miller.
V'chach hoyo omer, v'chach hoyo omer.
That was V'chach Hoyo Omer, as sung by the exciting cantor Ben-Zion Miller. As we conclude our series on the art of the cantor, I can only tell you that I've left out as many cantors as have been included in our program. Names such as Malovani, Motzen, Aroni, and so many others, The wealth of material and talent is boundless and humbles one in the choosing. As a young boy from Athens, Greece, I was not born into a cantorial household, nor into the Ashkenazic tradition at all. My first memory of wanting to sing was when I was 4 or 5 years old and saw my first movie with my dad, Moses. It was The Great Caruso with Mario Lanza. It was one of the seminal experiences of my young life. I went home with a burning in my soul to sing that has never left me. In my studies at the Cantorial School of the Jewish Theological Seminary, I was blessed to have studied with many great teachers. But my two main coaches were the great David Kozovitsky and my mentor, Moshe Gantchoff. I thought to end our program with a performance that has strong emotional ties for me. In a monologue before the Almighty, at the beginning of the Musaf, the additional service of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the cantor approaches his duty of leading the congregation in prayer and supplication, but with humility and trepidation. He says, "Although unworthy of my sacred task and imperfect, I stand before you, beseeching mercy for your people Israel." We hear a slightly excerpted version of the prayer Hineni, composed by my predecessor at Anshe Emet Synagogue, Chicago, cantor Moses J. Silverman. It is sung by yours truly, Chazan Alberto Mizrahi, in collaboration with the Western Wind Ensemble. This is Hineni.
Oh,
That was my rendition of Hinani, the cantor's personal prayer chanted on the high holidays. The Western Wind Ensemble was conducted by Matthew Lazar. This has been The Art of the Cantor with your host, Chazan Alberto Mizrahi. I hope you have enjoyed our series and look forward to meeting you again on a future occasion. Shalom. The Art of the Cantor was written and hosted by yours truly, Chazan Alberto Mizrahi, at the WFMT Radio Network Studios in Chicago.